Good morning, 1010 here on the Mighty 690 as we continue throughout a Tuesday edition of the program. And we have the pleasure of having Independence Chamber of Commerce Director Lisa Wilson in studio. How are you doing, ma'am?
I'm doing well. It's beautiful outside.
It is beautiful. So a great day. And, you know, I like this kind of weather, but, you know, I know it's still hot for some people. 78 is perfect temp right now, so that's what we have. Some lots of good stuff happening here around the region, and of course Independence no exception, as we are into, it feels like summer.
That's,
you know,
right.
It's not
that's
official,
right. So it's nice. You know, I was looking around as I was driving into Coffeyville and how green everything is. Finally, you know, we didn't have so much green last year with the drought, and even early this year things were not greening up and as quickly as we had hoped. But I'm sure that we're going to talk about the farmers market in a little bit, so I think that things will start popping out of the gardens fast now that we've got a good soaking going on. And I'm hoping the weather cooperates this weekend. What's it look like?
Yeah, well, this weekend, you know, it's going to be kind of more of the same, you know, little threatening thunderstorms, but they don't seem to pan out. We actually have a little bit better chance of Friday's looking not too bad, about a 30% chance. Saturday, a little bit better chance of around 40%, and then Sunday, 20%. So I'd say that all in all, it's not bad, actually. You know, these have been so hit or miss.
Okay.
So.
Well, I really hope the rain holds off on the weekend. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But for now, I'm thankful for some moisture. So we were talking off air about the summer lunch program in Independence. And so I thought I would just visit with everyone and share some information that was given to us about the summer lunch program. So it looks like that it's open to all children and teenagers, basically from age 1 up to 18. You don't have to register. You don't need any identification or anything like that. And it's June the 5th through the 29th, Monday through Thursday, from noon to 12:45. So you got a 45-minute window to get to any of these locations to be able to get a free lunch and then breakfast for the following day. So ICC West, which would be out on West Main Street, 2615 West Main. The public library is always a good stop. People know where that's located, at 220 East Maple. Eisenhower School, that's the school in Independence that has kindergarten through second grade, and that's at 501 Spruce Street. And then if you're in the Elk City area, it would be at the Elk City Post Office. And then there's another location out on the south part of town at Independence Community College, 1057 West College Avenue, and it's over by the Fab Lab will be where that distribution is. So just want to make sure that everybody knows for the month of June, these are some options to be able to take care of lunch and breakfast the next day for no cost for the youth of our community. So I know that'll help out a lot of parents, and it makes it nice that they have so many locations to make it easy for kids to either walk or ride a bike or, you know, get a ride to one of these spots.
For sure. No, great opportunity.
We had First Friday last week, and the city made a presentation, and one of the things that they talked about was the change in our recycling and bulky item pickup. I'm not going to talk about it because it will confuse everyone, and it's not going to take effect until July. It's not confusing, but because it won't take effect until July, I really want to just talk about right now in June, just a reminder to everyone that every Tuesday, which is today, at the sanitation yard from 11 to 1, you can drop off your recyclables. And then on the first Saturday of every month from 8 to 12. So we've already had the first Saturday for June. So that'll happen again in July. And I believe they'll probably bump that to the second Saturday because the first Saturday will be the weekend of 4th of July. So I'm thinking that they're going to move that to the next weekend. But I will double check and let you know. And then debris and appliances and furniture and other bulky items can be dropped off through the month of June right now on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 8 to 2. And then, as I said, when we get closer to the end of the month, I will start teaching you and training you to remember all the new dates. And they've actually simplified it, and it'll be easy to remember. So no worries.
Good deal.
Let's see. What else do we have going on? Got a lot of listings here. So we have Well, I'll talk about the swimming pool. So the swimming pool has opened up. It's Riverside Beach Family Aquatic Center. And it's $4 to go swimming. Children 2 and under get in free. They're open Saturdays through Wednesdays from 1 to 6 and Thursdays and Fridays from 1 to 7. And admission is half price Monday through Wednesday from 4 to close. And then on Thursdays and Fridays, they have family night for $5 a family, up to five people in the family. If you have it, 6 or 7 people in your family, it's just $1 more for everyone. And you can call a couple numbers if you have questions about the Aquatic Center. So you can call 577-5113 or 577-5085. One's a hotline number, and one will get you into the Aquatic Center. But hopefully, you talked about the weather warming up. So I know that there were lots of kids in that water, no matter how cold it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that does not keep them away. So they were enjoying that. But if you have family or friends in on a weekend, just know that that's a really nice amenity that our community has. And Coffeyville has a very nice aquatic center as well. We're fortunate that we have those.
And we're fortunate they're open.
Yes.
Because Bartlesville's not.
Because they're not staffed?
Well, no, the water.
Okay.
So, yeah, they don't have enough. They can't justify opening them with their current water situation.
Okay.
So we're lucky that we have the better situation here to be able to open them.
That's
so
right.
Not all communities can do that this year.
Well, I was listening to, it would have been a Tulsa station, and they were talking about they didn't have sufficient lifeguards and staffing.
Oh, interesting. So. And you think Tulsa, like, you know, no problem.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm glad, yes, we're staffed and our water is in good shape. So we're good to go. Also, on Tuesday nights will be the night bike ride out at Elk City State Park. And starting in June, they've changed the time to 7 o'clock because it's starting to set earlier. So 7 o'clock will be the ride time for the Tuesday night bike ride, and as well as the Wednesday shred for women. So it's the Women's Wednesday shred ride. Both of them will meet at the Elk City State Park Outlet Channel parking lot, and they'll ride at 7 o'clock. Make sure you've got your helmet on and make sure you have a light on your helmet for safety. So, and then also, the Eagle Rock Shredders grand opening of their trail in town was this weekend, and I went out for that, and I must say, I knew it was going to be great, but I was so impressed, and people need to get out there and check it out. And here's what you need to know. So if you go to the ballparks on the east side of Park Boulevard, just to the north of the dog parks, there's kind of a wooded area, and on past that wooded area is a ball field. I think it's called Sinclair Ball Field. And you pull in that parking lot or somewhere in the vicinity, and it's very well marked. They have these trailheads, and you can go on one side for bikes, and if you're going to hike, you go the other way so that you don't meet offset each other,
sure.
You know, on the trail for safety. And you walk in, and it is so easy to navigate. It's not rough terrain. They have cleared the paths. It's easy walking. And I walked one direction. I took one path, and it took me like roughly 10 minutes or so. But when you get, there's a little fork in the road. And if you go to the right, it's about 10 minutes. But if you go to the left, it's probably about 20 minutes. So it's a great walk to take at lunchtime. It's a great short walk to take young kids on. There were little kids out there on bicycles that, you know, you just use your feet to
sure.
even
yeah.
pedal, you know. And it's for everyone. I saw an older guy that had kind of a walking stick, and he was out there walking. They have made some bridges on the trails. There's a little stream that runs through the trails. It's absolutely beautiful. And there's so much tree coverage that it's not hot. The sun's not beating down on you, and you can hear the birds, and it's so nice. And I sat there and I thought, or I was walking and I was thinking, you know, it's nice because while the Elk City State Park trails are incredible. You have to be able to get your bike out there, or you have to be able to drive out there, and that's wonderful. But if you're in town and maybe you're at work and your kids need something to do, if they can bike safely down there, they can bike on those trails. They can park their bikes, lock them up, and walk on those trails. You can go down there and have picnics. I mean, it's beautiful to be able to have that amenity in the community. And so shout out to the Eagle Rock Shredders and Rural Connections for working on that. And I look forward to the expansion of that trail in that area. They have plans to even make it bigger and better.
So. Yeah, that is a really great start, and big thanks to everyone who worked on that.
Yes, yes. It's impressive. You truly need to get your shoes, your tennis shoes on, and go out there on a lunchtime or after work or on the weekend and check it out. A Mid-Continent Band plays Tuesday evenings, so that's tonight, in the band shell, the Riverside Park Hilly Band Shell. They will begin at 7 o'clock with the Star Spangled Banner, and they play beautiful music every Tuesday evening, so I look forward to listening to them. Hope I make it out there this evening. The VFW has Hamburger Night on the first Wednesday of the month, so I want to give a shout-out to them. That is tomorrow, June the 7th, at 113 East Myrtle. The grill will be hot from 5 to 7. I think they have a pie auction planned around 6 o'clock, and they always have whatever the money they raise, they always put it right back into the community for something, a very worthwhile cause focused usually on veterans. It's great food. Don't miss out. It'll be tomorrow again on the first Wednesday of the month. And then Thursday is going to be a big night at Patio 210. It's business after hours, and it's being hosted by Independence Main Street. So the Chamber wants to invite everyone to come out to Business After Hours from 5 to 6. It's not, it's kind of just a drop-by. So if you don't get off work until 5 o'clock, just, you know, jump in the car and head that way. If you need to leave early, there's no problem with doing that. It's really just a mix and mingle and an opportunity to see different business locations. And also hear updates about what's happening in the community. Main Street will be giving an update on all of the things that they have planned for Patio 210. So,
okay.
Have you been there?
No, you know, I've driven by it, and no, I haven't. I've not actually been there, so that is really cool.
Well, the urns are full of flowers.
Yeah, it's very pretty.
There's a food truck usually there. Lots of outdoor seating. Yes, it's absolutely beautiful. So everyone is invited. Show up. Admission is $3, but we have door prizes and all kinds of fun things. So. And again, that's being hosted by Independence Main Street. So go to 210 West Main. It's right across from the brewery, and you'll find Business After Hours. Farmers Market's going very well. So Thursday afternoons from 5 to 7, and then Saturday mornings from 7:30 to 11. You can find the Farmers Market right behind Annie Mae's in the parking lot. Right there at kind of Chestnut and 8th Street, catty corner from Sonic, just trying to put every...
Yeah, get, we need kinda, those landmarks.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
And so be sure and check out the Farmers and Makers Market. I just want to make sure that everybody understands not only is it fruits and vegetables and nuts and cheeses, but it's also local artisans and their work that they have available for sale. So it's always fun if you... want to get up early and get out to the market. You got to get there early for all the good stuff. So,
but thankfully, you have the evening one too. Which
yes, is yes, helpful. Absolutely.
So it's nice to have both.
Mm-hmm. All Wheels Night is going to be this Friday, so it's always the second Friday of the month. So that's even hard for me to believe that we're talking about second Friday in June.
Yeah,
yes,
I know.
But it will happen. All Wheels Night is from 6:30 to 8, and it's downtown Independence. Brian Leedy will be providing the music on Friday night, and so there'll be lots of cars down there. So, you know, like sports cars and antique cars and all kinds of cars will be parked along the Penn Avenue area of the 200 block of downtown, hoods up and music playing and lots of places to eat downtown. So grab some food. There's 12 tables that the Chamber purchased for outdoor seating in downtown Independence. So lots of places to sit down and enjoy the evening, as well as all the outdoor seating at Dickie's Barbecue, which is kind of the hub for All Wheels Night. And then they have a poker run. And so they'll leave, I believe, around 8 o'clock, and they go on the poker run, and then they come back, and everything wraps up around 8:30. So it's a fun night in downtown. And I'm going to talk about the airstrip attack coming in. And I was thinking this morning, I want to make sure that all those the people that are coming in to set that up know that that's happening in downtown, you know, because it'll be a fun thing for them to experience.
Yes. No, I mean, it's a big car weekend just in general. I mean, even here in Coffeyville, we have our cruise night the next night. So, I mean, okay. you have everything, you know, this weekend.
So you guys have a cruise night Saturday night
here
in Coffeyville?
Yeah, it's on the, so this is going to be on the 10th.
Okay.
So, yep, Saturday night is just kind of cruising down 11th. I believe they do it twice a month, actually. I think it's the second and fourth Saturdays, I believe.
Okay,
so it's
that's
kind of
fun.
A fun little thing. They meet in the parking lot over by Simple Simons and then just kind of cruise down 11th.
I think our cruise kind of started, if I'm not mistaken, kind of during COVID when it was, when we couldn't be around each other, but we could at least get in our cars safely with those people that we live with.
Makes sense.
And drive around and at least wave at people. So,
yeah. And this one's pretty darn informal, you know, here in Coffeyville. But hey, I love that, you know, you got the sections there to be able to park and kind of cordon off. So, I mean, it's just a good idea.
Yeah.
I think, you know, it kind of brings back the old school kind of cruising.
Yeah. Yeah. And it'd be fun if Coffeyville does one and Independence does one, because everybody likes to be around, you know, good music, good food, fun cars. And
yeah.
Just...
And if you own a classic car, people are always looking for an excuse to get it out.
Show it off.
They like to, cars like to run, you know, they need to run.
Mm-hmm.
So get them out.
Yeah. So that's going to be Friday night. Also Friday and Saturday, Sunday will be the kickoff of one of the three performances for the Independence Children's Summer Theater. And so this weekend is Monster in the Closet. And then the 16th through the 18th will be Disney's The Jungle Book Kids. And then the last one will be June the 23rd through the 25th, and it's Sister Act Junior, which should be super funny. Friday and Saturday performances are at 7. Sunday matinee performances are at 2, and they're on the stage at the William Inge Theater. So make plans to go out and see that. It is incredible, the local talent that we have, the hard work that these kids put into these performances. You will be wowed, and I'm not exaggerating when I say that. So these are great performances, and if you're looking for something fun to do, something to get your kids out to see, consider going to the Independence Children's Summer Theater. So that is coming up, like I said, this weekend will be the first one. And then we talked about the airstrip attack. So that is this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. You can get your tickets online at airstripattack.co. And lots of cars. I was talking to the owner on the phone the other day, and they have over 100 drivers. They have a lot of drivers that recently broke 200 that are coming in for the race. So,
and to put that in perspective, we need to get an update here on the, did you hear about the plane that is, they're trying to do 48 hours in all 48 states?
No, I didn't.
They came through Coffeyville last night at 11 because they stopped at strategic airports that were like as close as they could to borders of states.
Okay.
So they came by here. They stopped last night. They're already in like South or North Carolina. I keep checking in on them every couple hours, and they're going 200 miles an hour.
Really?
So just to put that in perspective, in the
airplane.
Air. Uh-huh. So this is on land.
Yes.
You know, so this is wild.
Yes. You blink and you'll miss these cars. And so they're on the airstrip. If someone's wanting to know how this whole thing works, it's out at the airport. They're going to run a half mile side-by-side trap speed race. They're going to have some roll racing too. So some of them will be at a dead, you know, just complete stop, and then they just throw it in gear and go. And then some of the races will be a roll, and then all of a sudden they'll throw the flag and off they go as well. There'll be motorcycles out there going crazy fast. I mean, you think about Paul Lemon, who has Plum Crazy Plumbing Service in Independence, goes to this every year, gets on his, I think it's a Kawasaki, and I'm not sure, but it's like 180 something. He's on a motorcycle. Mm. I mean, I'm thinking in a car that's fast, at least you're protected, but these guys are adrenaline junkies, and they are going fast and furious down the airstrip. So you're going to get to see Lamborghinis and Porsches and Vipers and Ferraris and all kinds of modified street cars, BMWs and Corvettes, and lots of other cars. I think I said this last week. You'll see cars that will be driven in. You'll see cars that are trailered in. You'll see people that will fly in and their semi full of Lamborghinis will drive in. These are amazing machines, and it's going to be quite impressive. You can get your tickets, like I said, online, and I think it's $20 a day, but I'm going to tell you that if you use the code INDEPENDENCE25, you're going to get 25% off of your ticket. So, little secret note there. So, then it brings your ticket price from $20 down to $15, and you can get a day two-day pass online, too, and if you use that code, it ends up being like $26.25, and kids 12 and under get in for free. So it's very affordable if you're just going to go out for the day. You know, $15 for each adult. All the kids get in for free. There's some food trucks out there. And it's great entertainment because you get to, again, you get to see these cars going fast and furious, but you also get to walk on the airport in the area where all the cars are just parked waiting for their turn to race. And you get to see all of the mechanics working on the cars. You get to see all the drivers dressed in their gear, and it's quite an experience. So encourage everyone to do that. But also, if you can't make it out, there's a driver's dinner on Friday night in downtown Independence. So they will bring their cars, some of the cars, downtown and park them so you can come down and see the cars as well. So it'll be fun. Hey, another thing I want to remind everyone to do is to like the Facebook page for the Independence Gun Club and the Sporting Heritage Center, because they're now offering some gun safety classes. They have, right now they're having one this weekend for Kansas Concealed Carry Course. It's on Saturday, June the 10th from 9 to 5. And, you know, I don't know if you can still register. I didn't check before this morning, but I know they're going to continue to offer those kinds of classes. So it's hunter safety, gun safety, all those kinds of offerings. So be sure and like their page, and then you'll see everything that they're offering come up on your feed, and you'll be well informed about that. Now let's see what else we got. Oh, Main Street's going to do a cash mob. And this time it's going to be at noon on the 14th. So that's next week. And they're going to meet at the parking lot of Community National Bank. So that's the corner of Penn and Myrtle. And they're going to gather right there. And then Tabitha gives us clues about the business that we're going to go mob.
That's great.
Quote unquote.
Because you did one last month,
we
right?
We did. And we went to Twin Spur Boutique. And so we met at that parking lot. She gave out some clues, and then the winner of the, whoever guessed the right answer to her question, got like a $15 Main Street gift certificate. So then you could go spend that when you go mob the business. But everybody that shows up is just encouraged to spend at least $10. So, you know, if you think about it, if you have 10, 20 people, that's $100 to $200 that this retailer wasn't expecting to get in just an hour. You know, it's worth the time. It does make a difference. And you find out, you know, when you go in these stores, so many of the offerings that you didn't realize that they have.
That's
so,
the truth.
Yeah. So I was in Twin Spur Boutique, and everybody in there was buying so many different things, from jewelry to purses to wallets to boots to shoes to shirts to, you know, I got a purse. There were so many fun things, baby clothes, kids clothes. So and I heard a lot of people in there say, I didn't know they had all of this. So it's a great idea. And again, they're continuing this, and it'll be Wednesday, June the 14th. So that's next week, cash mob at noon. They do one at like 5:15-ish, and then they do them at noon. They alternate back and forth.
Okay.
So that
nice.
makes it work for your schedule, you know. So, and then they encourage you also to go eat lunch downtown too.
Sure.
So they kind of built in the food component there. Want to let everybody know that Montgomery County Action Council is having a meeting and their awards ceremony coming up next Thursday, the 15th. So if you're interested in doing that, you need to call in and get your registration. You can do that online at actioncouncil.com and get registered for that. Always good information. Everyone's encouraged to go. and just be well informed about what the council's doing for the county regarding economic development. And this one is particularly enjoyable because of the award ceremony. So it's just nice to see those worthy businesses or individuals be recognized for their gifts and talents and contributions. So that's coming up next week. And then also on Friday will be our ribbon cutting for Subway and Pete's.
Yeah.
So we're very excited about that. So Pete's bought Jumpstart and has done so much work to the inside and outside. And they've also moved the pumps, and they moved them back, I don't know, three, 4 feet.
Not an easy task.
It was not an easy task. It was expensive to do, but it is so nice because, if you remember, it was hard to navigate that parking lot. You would get in there and pulling in to go into the convenience store or pulling in to get gas. I always felt like it was an accident waiting to happen. But now they've moved those pumps back to the north, and it has made all the difference in the world. So shout out to Pete's for doing that, because it's wonderful.
That's great.
And they have made lots of changes to the inside. It's beautiful. They put up great signage. And then, yippee skippy, they opened up Subway. So a new Subway owner came in, and they have done a lot of work on the inside of Subway, and it looks great on the outside. They have a drive-up window that's for your app only.
Yeah, so, to order ahead.
Yeah, you got to order ahead. Don't pull up there and think you're going to place your order. And so you got to order ahead, and then you just wheel up there. You don't even have to get out of your car if it's raining.
Hey, if you have any, if you're one of those people with a 30-minute lunch break, then hey,
it's important.
This will make it. You can do so much more.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So, and it's super nice on the inside, and we're very excited about the investment that that they have made. The owners of Subway have made. So we're going to be recognizing them as well. So we're just going to do a couple of ribbon cuttings. We're going to do one at Pete's, and then we'll walk down and cut one at Subway. So that's next Friday at 11:30. So it's perfect. We're going to go to Subway, and then you're going to go inside, and you're going to eat your Subway.
Yeah.
Or you can call it in on the app and get it, get back in your car and go back to work. So that's this Friday. I mean, not this Friday. Next Friday, the 16th at 11:30, we'll be doing a ribbon cutting. At the end of the month, we're going to have glow-in-the-dark miniature golf. So I want to remind everyone about that. It's Friday, June the 30th. They start about 9 o'clock when it gets good and dark. And it's always the fourth Friday of the month through the summer, actually into October. And it's $5 per person. They have concessions out there. I think they're doing some raffle prizes and different things. But it's really cool. Miniature golf's fun, but it's even more fun when you're in the dark and it's all lit up. So it's something to see. The park staff does a great job at doing that. And if you want to really surprise your kiddos and take them out for something fun, or it's a great date night, go out and play glow-in-the-dark miniature golf. And then I'll just wrap up with some things that have to do with our city. So, first, fireworks. We're still trying to raise money for our fireworks. So you can go to a website, and the website address is cffindy.org, and that stands for Community Foundation for Independence. So cffindy.org. You can donate online, or you can write your check out to CFFI. You can drop it off at the chamber. I'll get it to the right place. Just put fireworks in the memo. But here's the deal. We always love the fireworks celebration, and it's a great community gift, but it costs a lot of money, $20,000 plus. And so if we all just give, you know, $10, $20 as citizens, $25, $50, whatever you can give. Or if you're a business or industry and you can give, you know, a bigger amount of money, then if we put all that together, we're going to meet that mark with no problem. So, plus it's tax deduction, because if you donate to CFFI, it's a nonprofit, so you'll be able to put it on your taxes.
Yeah, they give you a receipt and everything, and away you go.
They
makes
do.
It easy.
They do. They do. They do. So consider donating to the fireworks. And then, got to take a drink because I've been talking too long. I'll wrap it up here. The city manager, Kelly Passour, and our three great city commissioners have recently put in the mail a community survey. So everybody in Independence should get this envelope if you're watching on Facebook Live. It's an envelope from the City of Independence, and it says on the outside, your feedback is needed. And inside, you're going to see a survey and a letter from our city manager and our mayor with an enclosed envelope, so it doesn't cost you anything. And it's a survey that looks to me fairly easy to fill out. I think there's 41 questions. I'm betting that this takes less than 10 or 15 minutes. And here's the situation. If you want our city manager and our city commission to know what the needs are of our community and the needs are of our citizens, then they need our feedback. So it's important that you fill this out, and then they will be looking at it as they make their decisions on projects and programs and services over the next 2 years. So this is, I mean, this is what they're going to use to plan the next 24 months. If we all go, we don't have time for that, how are they supposed to know what we as citizens or we as organizations or businesses need in the community if we don't tell them? And it's not the time to tell them after the fact. It's time to tell them now so that they can plan and prepare to do, to make our city even better than it, you know, currently is. So I know that the city manager and the city commission want to be able to run the city efficiently and effectively, and this is a tool that will allow them to do that. So please make sure that you take this and just sit down with your pencil, your pen, and fill it out, fold it over in half, and shove it in this envelope right here. It'll fit in there.
It looks like it will.
They put 84 cents. Yeah. They've done
84 cents on
that. Yeah, they
that.
Know how much this wow. thing weighs. It'll go through.
So is there a deadline on this?
I think it's close. They really want it done in about the next week.
Okay.
So
all right.
Because if you get this in the mail and you don't do it right now, you won't do it.
Exactly.
So
it'll pile up with the rest of the junk. You know, you'll get lost.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what happens.
So do it.
So do it. Do it right now. Get it done, and be a part of solutions, and don't allow us to have a whole lot of problems. So please, please, please fill that out and get that back in. Another little thing that I want to give you a little shout out about is if you go take this survey, broadbandks.com. Broadbandks.com is a survey about broadband, and it's a key resource to get grant funding for broadband improvements in our area. And it's from the state of Kansas. And so when we're writing grants in our community or we're making requests for broadband improvements, this kind of information is very valuable. And so I've been told that when you go to this broadbandks.com to take the survey, do it at your home in the early evening or at work in the late afternoon. That's where you're going to be able to, it's going to test your speeds and such. So think about taking it at those times. Again, at your home in the early evening or at work in the late afternoon. And so that's another way of being part of a solution so that we can handle a problem. And then also, I want to say that if you go to the city's website, on the homepage on the left-hand side is a tab called Citizen Service Request, and you can go on there and you can click if you are driving by and you see a pothole in the middle of the street, or you see somebody put a couch at the corner of a street and it's been sitting there for 3 weeks and looks like nobody from that home made the request to have it picked up. We as citizens can help our city know when there are needs by going to this Citizens Service Request tab. And you really should go on there and check it out. They say that it is being used a lot and it's getting a lot of good information to the different departments. You know, the departments are, for instance, the departments are the city department that works on streets. I mean, they're not driving every street in town to know when the pothole shows up. And so we have to do our part. Instead of complaining about the pothole, we got to tell them about the pothole. And then they'll get out there and fix it. And according to a lot of information I've heard, they're doing a great job, city, getting out and taking care of these things that are being reported. Another one that I saw is where animal control, you can go on there. So let's say that you see a dog that might be chained to a tree that doesn't have water and doesn't have shade and he's in distress, you're not going to go make a citizen service request where it might get to the animal control people in a week. You're going to be told as soon as you go to that tab and you start through that process for animal control, they're going to give you the phone number to call ASAP to be able to get that animal taken care of. So really go check out the city's website. It's brand new. They've worked hard. They've spent a lot of money, and it's very user-friendly, and it's full of great ways to get information to the city and also lots of information to get for yourself so that you're a well-informed community member. And then Sean Wallace, our fire chief, wants everybody to know that we still have fire hydrants that need to be painted. So a lot of fire hydrants were painted during Love Independence Day. Probably saw some of those posts on our Facebook page, but there are still more to be painted. So I'm thinking that now that school's out, there might be some groups and organizations and kids that need to do some community service. And if you want to paint some fire hydrants, call 332-2504 and they will get you all fixed up.
All righty. Well, good.
I'm out of breath, James.
You're out of breath. Well, yep. That is a fantastic update, Lisa. We do always appreciate it. And just thank you for all you do. And just highlighting all the good things that are going on in Independence.
Well, thank you for allowing us to be on the radio. We appreciate it.
All righty. Well, we'll chat here next week. Looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce. And we'll be back and finish up Open Line right after this.